I'm Maria Sampin, and I'm a professor of violin at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington.
Dr. Maria Sampin is also chair of the string department at the university and is a member of the Washington State Music Teachers Association, whose virtual state conference is this weekend. She believes in building circles of community, of audience, composers, performers, and students, each one affecting the other.
I think as musicians, it's important for us to think about the spaces where we play and whether they're welcoming to the community we wish to have to be a part of our music. And the kind of music we play, are we choosing repertoire that has a much broader impact, different voices, different backgrounds, different cultures? I think all of those things are really important, and they all are essential in building these connections and the circles.
Her student circle includes violin students that attend the University of Puget Sound, performance and non-music majors alike, also community members from middle school age to adults. She appreciates that the diverse backgrounds and interests of her students help inform their musicality.
There are a lot of different ways of making music and making it meaningful in your own life. You know, my students love to play the violin, but they also really loved going hiking or rock climbing and scuba diving and all these things, right? And it's not that solitary time in the practice room that makes you a great artist. All of these things kind of work together to help us become better artists.
In addition to bringing those different interests to their music making, Dr. Sampin believes that what makes her students great artists is working together and learning from each other, not just going from one-on-one lessons to the practice room and back.
You spend all this time all by yourself kind of agonizing over your art. But the reason we do all of those things is not because it's so fun to be in the practice room all by ourselves. It's because it's fun to be within a community creating something that is greater than the individual.
She recalls the first time she discovered that musical community as a student playing in an orchestra of her peers at the Interlaken Summer Arts Camp.
That's when it all changed. Having that community around me of people that were excited about doing this and the experience of making music together. And I credit that with why I decided to go into music.
But Dr. Sampin understands that for her own students, the pandemic has made finding that same experience almost impossible.
We lost much of that community. All of the opportunities for musicians to make music together stopped. Luckily, lessons, one-on-one lessons, were something we could continue. But at a certain point, I think everybody kind of hit a wall because there wasn't the community of being able to make music together or to be in a space together and to experience music together.
Still, she finds that one of the joys of teaching is the symbiotic relationship between teaching and performing she finds in community with her students.
The work I do as a performer directly informs my teaching, and then the work I do one-on-one with my students or as a group directly informs my performing. And then, of course, when I see my students grappling with their challenges and finding answers for things or finding those little victories, that's really inspiring for me. So, you know, maybe when I'm getting ready for a concert and I get frustrated that something's not going right, but I've watched my students kind of make this transformation over time, I find that very inspiring. So I'm like, they can do it, I can do it too. The idea that something bigger than the individual comes out of making music together as a community. That's where the spark comes from and the excitement of making music and creating art together.
NWPB's Passing the Baton, a salute to music mentors. For Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Anjali Dodia.